This is Pat Council, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Before we get started, I just want to take a moment and remind you guys to register for our Power Up Today newsletter. It is the newsletter for power achievers. In our newsletter, we will share information about our Back to the Basics giveaway. So if you want to win some great e-gift cards to Amazon.com and Starbucks. Those are our first gift cards that we're going to start with. We're giving those away. If you want to get registered for those or find out how to register to win those, you want to register for our free newsletter. Also, I am giving away some free ebooks. So you also want to register for our Power Up Today newsletter so that you can find out how to get your copy. My first ebook that I'm going to give away absolutely free is 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. If you really want to achieve your goals, now is the time to do it. We are in the third quarter of this year, and time is really going by fast. So it is important to understand how to become more productive. And I've made it simple and easy to understand in my ebook, 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. Learn how to achieve your goals. Learn how to set effective goals. Learn how not to waste your time on goals that will not even happen because they are so not valid for you. Anyway, get signed up for our newsletter. Go to www.designingyourlifetoday.com and you can look right there in the menu section and you'll see Power Up Today. Click on that and go ahead and sign up. Remember to put your name in the box instead of just your email address. Also, you have to confirm that email in order for us to send you our newsletter. Also, you can register by going to www.designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. Okay, you guys, go register. Get some really good stuff to help you do life with power. Okay, now it's time for our show.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Magnificent Monday on Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is a brand new week where we have brand new ideas, brand new themes. Last week, we talked about feelings and how you use your feelings, and which, of course, are your emotions, to move your success along. How do you use your feelings to achieve your goals? If it's not happening, you got to pay attention to those feelings. And of course, you don't want to let them run your life, but you do want to, you know, put some attention on them. And we are talking about back to the basics. That's our overall theme for the entire month. And of course, feelings is a big part of getting back to the basics. And the overall vision, or having an overall vision for your life, will help you to kind of know where you're going with this back to the basics idea. Because if you don't have any goals and you don't have any vision, then everything you're listening to, well, it's just good entertainment, right? However, we have a brand new theme for you this week. And this week we are going to share information. Our theme is tangible tasks for achieving results. So tangible tasks for achieving results. That's the theme for the entire week. So all of our shows in some capacity will be sharing tangible tasks that you can use to achieve results and in various areas of your life. And of course, we are going to, as always, find a way to address your four power cores, which would be emotional, mental, spiritual, physical. And as you listen to our show, of course, you'll hear power actions that you can take. As a matter of fact, I believe I have a power action for you today. With that being said, our topic for today is getting the best plan. So on this magnificent Monday, we're going to talk to you about getting the best plan. When you think about getting back to the basics. That is what you want to look at. You want to look at your plan, because if you're not where you want to be, and this is August, almost the end of August, and we're going into September, and if you are not where you want to be in your business, in your life, it doesn't matter. It's not about beating yourself up, but it is about getting back to the basics and looking at where you can perhaps sharpen your skills or perhaps make some changes and kind of tweak various aspects of your daily routine so that you can, in fact, get to where it is you want to be. And so I've got some great information throughout this entire week. You do not want to miss one show, because all of this is going to be about you putting your hands on your goals. In other words, doing certain tasks and doing certain routines, developing certain disciplines that will allow you to take your goals to the next level, or to even achieve the most basic goals that you set if you haven't set them. So with that being said, today, on today's show, I'm going to give you 5 points that will help you kind of determine if you have the best plan and help you to understand how to get the best plan, because that's really what it's about. It's about knowing how to get the best plan for your life and or for your goals in this case. Because when you can pay attention to getting the best plan, or pay attention to the plan that you have, and it's actually bringing you results, then you know that you're on the right track. And with these different tips or strategies that I'm going to give you today, some of them you've heard before, but I'm going to add a little bit to some of them to kind of help you refine and hone in on those amazing skills that you have so that you can get some amazing results. How's that? That sounds great, right? Of course it does. I can hear you saying yes. Anyway, before we get into that, I have a power word for you today, and our power word for you for today is vision. And here's the thing, you got to have a vision, because visionaries, they actually plan. So what I'm going to be talking to you about when we talk about getting the best plan, I'm going to talk to you about your planners and your organizers and you getting organized. And as I said, I'm going to give you 5 strategies that will help you kind of streamline what it is you're doing so that you can, in fact, get the results that you want. We are getting close to the end of August, and we're about to go into September, and September, of course, is the final month in the third quarter, and then we're going to go into the fourth and final quarter for this year. Everybody's already talking about 2017. Time is really zooming by. So the object of the game here is for you to take action, and take action now. And as I said, the power word is vision. And a visionary plans, but a visionary also takes action. And that brings me to the first strategy that I have for you. And this one is not a new one. You've probably heard it so many times. But the question is, how much action have you taken as it relates to what I'm about to say, which is create your vision. And if you say, oh, yeah, you know, I know what I want for my life. I have my dream life. I think about it all the time. So, but when I say create a vision, see, here's the thing about a vision. Your vision has to be connected to something that means something. In other words, something that's going to produce something, not just in your life, but in the lives of others. Zig Ziglar was a motivational speaker, and he's since passed on. But Zig Ziglar always said, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. And that's what creating a vision is all about. And that's what gives a vision its power. That's what gives a vision its real, its punch, it, you know, and its impact. Because that vision is not just about you getting a bigger house, a nicer car, more money, and taking care of your family. And if you say, oh no, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to, you know, think about my family. Well, the truth of the matter is, you think about your creator first, God first, which means that whatever vision he has given you, whatever talents that God has given you, that has to come to the forefront first. Okay. Because Why? Because you can't take care of your family. Your family second, and of course, the actual career, meaning the vision that you have to carry out in a tangible sense, it actually becomes third. But you have to first connect with the very essence of who you are. And it is impossible for you to create a strong vision without doing that. I find that people create their visions as a result of what someone else said to them. And sometimes that's okay, because our visions and our messages for our lives and where we're supposed to go in life can sometimes come from a situation, or it can come from another person. And that's just how it is sometimes. And sometimes it comes from us sitting quietly with ourselves, and we hear that still small voice inside that's pushing us in the direction that we need to go in, so that we can really add something into the lives of others. So when you create a vision, who is your vision helping? Who is your vision for? What is your vision all about? What makes your vision so special? These are questions that you want to ask. And how did you come about deciding that this is the right idea for you, to the point where it becomes your vision? You want to answer those questions for yourself, because that's going to tell you, as you start to answer these questions, we're going to go back to feelings. Like I talked about last week, something's going to resonate on the inside of you, and you will actually make the decision, or you'll feel that this is right when you start to answer those questions. But if you don't feel anything, and then it may not be the right thing for you. Now, there are other factors that are involved in that. If you say, well, I don't feel absolutely anything, you have to be sure that fear is not taking control of you making the decision for the vision that you have to carry out for your life. Now, when we talk about back to the basics, you say, wait a minute, I've already created my vision. Why is that a part of back to the basics? Well, if you haven't achieved your goals, if you're not where you want to be, if you're not where you said you would be, then you want to re-examine your vision. And asking yourself those questions that I just kind of rattled off for you, and these are very these are questions that will allow you to validate your vision. And so these questions are very important. And so when you answer those questions, as you re-examine your vision, you're going to determine, well, if you've been wasting your time, if you've been doing something that someone else wants you to do. And it will ultimately kind of create, kind of set off some sparks in you, like, wait a minute, perhaps this is why I complain a lot. Perhaps this is why I'm not happy. So you want to re-examine your vision. That's a part of getting back to the basics. So that's the first strategy that I have for you. Now, here's the next strategy that I have for you. Once again, not a new strategy. We hear it often, to the point where we become desensitized to this one. Write down your goals. So once you re-examine your vision, you're sure that this is the vision, write down your goals. And here's the key. The key is that when you write down your goals, the key is to be sure that those goals are connected to that vision. We often think that goals are things like new car, new home, more money, and that's fine. Those can be a goal. But the truth of the matter is, those are kind of a product. That's a product of the real goal. Okay, that's what's going to come out of you actually achieving the goal, the main goal, the goal that's connected to your vision. So if you're having some challenges achieving your goals, then know this, it's because you think that the goals are the things, and meaning the car, the house, the money, and that's a byproduct of you actually achieving the real goal. So that's really another important factor that comes into play when you write down your goals. Now, here's the back to the basics idea behind this. If you've already written down your goals, then you want to go back and pay attention to and see if those goals are actually connected to your vision. The truth of the matter is that all of this stuff has to connect. And this is how you get the end result. It's kind of like a water hose. If you turn the water hose on and there's some kinks in it, you kind of bend it, then the water stops. It's not going to come out of the other end. But listen, if it's all fully connected and everything is clear, then that water is going to stream through and it's going to come out the other end without a problem. And that's kind of how your goals should flow in a focused, more contained direction, if you will, or manner, and with that kind of power behind it. So when you write down your goals, be sure that they are in fact connected to your vision, not the, as I said, the money part, and not just because the money part is fine. It's okay to say, you know what, I want to be a millionaire or multimillionaire. I want to earn $1 million or $5 million or $20 million. Nowadays, $1 million, it's not a lot of money, because especially if your person is looking to retire, you need way more than that. But the point I'm making here is that if you're just focused on the money, then you're not focused on your essence. You're not focused on why you're here. You're not focused on your true vision, which is connected to your purpose. And so there's very little passion in that. And so it doesn't matter how many times you write down, I want a car, I want this, I want that. It doesn't matter how many times you write that down. You're not going to get what you want, or you're going to fizzle out and you're going to find that there's a struggle. So if there is, get back to the basics and start paying attention and see if these things are connected. All right, let's move on to the third strategy that I have for you. Once again, not a new concept. However, what I'm going to add to it is going to give you something to think about. The third one is write out your daily to-do list. And here's the key. The key is to not just write out a daily to-do list. Now, you know, I did this for a long time when I first started out in business years ago. And then at some point it hit me, wait, why do you write these long to-do lists, daily to-do lists out, and you accomplish very little that's on that list? And then it dawned on me, it was because that the lists are not even remotely connected to the goals that I have. They're not even remotely connected to the vision. These are just busy things on my list. Okay, busy things that will yield me absolutely nothing. So when you write out your daily things to do list, it has to be a list that fully aligns with your goals for this quarter and next quarter, or for the entire year. So you want to pay attention to what you're really putting on that daily to do list. And the other thing I want to say about the daily to do list, and I've shared this part on the show before, but it bears repeating. If you are writing out a daily to-do list and you have 15 things, 20 things, 25 things on that list, and that might sound like a lot, but I can assure you it's not. When I do a daily to-do list, I can take up several pages in a notebook. Okay, so I can have like 50 things on my daily to-do list. I cannot get 50 things done, at least not by myself. I need a huge team for that. But no matter how big the team is, there are certain things that I have to do myself. The same thing applies to you. Where am I going with that? What I have to do is go through that list, and I need to pick the top 5 things that I want to get done that day, and then narrow them down to the top 2, but no more than 3 things that I'm going to get done that day that will be done no matter what. It's a done deal. Because that's how you move the needle. You don't move the needle by trying to get it all done in one shot. I find that people work from sun up to sun down. And don't get me wrong, hard work is required on some level. I know you've heard the thing about work smart. You know, that's just something people say to make you feel like you don't have to work hard. Make no mistake about it. No matter what you do, you're going to put in your time. It's a reap-sow concept. Anyway, so the point I'm making here is that you want to do your first 2 to 3, pick your top 5 and then narrow it down to your top 2 to 3, and be sure that those 2 to 3 tasks that you have on your list, be sure that they are connected to your goals for the quarter or for the year. Now, here's another strategy that I have for you. The next one is, when you see these goals, now there's 2 schools of thought here. what I have for you is work at least 30 minutes daily on your goals. So that, and And when I say 30 minutes, that doesn't mean you work. It doesn't mean that you work for 30 minutes and then you call it a day. What it means is that you ensure that you're focused on perhaps those top three things that you've chosen, and be sure that you give them at least 30 minutes. And some of them may require more time, but give them at least 30 minutes. So you want to work on those goals. Or another example would be, for example, if you are working on becoming more physically fit, you want to be sure that you work out at least 30 minutes a daily. And because if that's a goal of yours, you can put in 30 minutes and you can really cover some real ground as far as your fitness is concerned. Of course, unless you go and eat a cow later. Okay, a cow and a pig and then some. Then that kind of derails the whole 30 minute thing. Then you got to up your game some more. But the point I'm making is that you want to put your focus on your goals. Now, that's one school of thought. Here's another school of thought. And this is a concept that was kind of thought of, or really thought out and thought through and written about, by Gary Keller. Now, Gary Keller is the owner of Keller Williams Realty, and he calls it the one thing. And what he suggests is that you spend 4 hours, you pick a major project and your major project or your most major goal, and you spend 4 hours a day on that project. And then the other projects that you have, the smaller things, maybe 1 hour here, maybe 1 hour there. And then you can take a nap or whatever the case is. But the point is that he's saying you need to concentrate on that one goal. And for me, I would say, I actually use what Gary Keller suggests. However, when it comes to things like physical fitness, when it comes to things like writing out my plan for the week, then I do my 30 minute. That's a part of my routine. Then I do my 30 minute focus on my goals. When it comes to things like meditation, or when it comes to visualization, that's a part of a routine for me, but I spend about 30 minutes doing that too. So the thing is, you have to look at your goals and you have to see, because there are some goals that you can actually spend 30 minutes a day on, and it will take you to another level. For example, if you say, well, what goal would that be? Well, I'll give you one. If you're in direct sales and you actually have to pick up the phone and do follow-up calls or do phone calls, period, then guess what? You can spend 30 minutes. If you dedicated about 30 minutes a day to that and you didn't deviate from that, if you didn't get on the phone and talk to your friend, if you didn't allow people to interrupt you, by the end of that week, you will have actually talked to a lot of people. In 30 minutes, and it depends on what the conversation is about, but in 30 minutes, you can talk to anywhere from, I'm going to say anywhere from 5 to 8 people. And it depends on what the conversation is about. And I'm saying 5 to 8 because it's not a rush job. It's not about you rushing, getting people off the phone. But if you're getting to know a person, then of course, you're probably going to end up talking to a person maybe 5 minutes, or a little less, but maybe about 5 minutes. And in that case, you're still kind of right in that 5 to 8 people range. And then if you really add it up and you do this, let's say once a day for 5 days a week, and let's say if you only talk to 5 people a day, well, that's 5 times 5 is 25. So you have actually made 25 fruitful contacts. So when I talk about working at least 30 days, those are the types of goals that you can work on, or 30 minutes. Those are the types of goals that you can work on for 30 minutes effectively and really get some amazing results. And that's a very tangible, hands-on kind of task that you can do that will definitely yield you some results that will turn into dollars and cents and improve your business and, of course, improve your overall life. Now, that's a magnificent Monday. Okay, that's a magnificent whatever, forever. Anyway, okay, let's press on. The final strategy that I have for you is track your progress each day. But I have some additions and some kind of sub strategies with that one. Track your progress each day, assess or reassess at the end of the week, and Assess your progress at the end of 30 days. So this is all about paying attention to your activity and being honest with yourself about what you're really getting done. I used to, and I still do, I call them MMAs, money-making activities. And it's really interesting when I joined a multi-level marketing company, a direct sales company, and they had these sheets called IPAs, which is income-producing activity. So I actually thought I created the whole MMA thing concept. Money making activity. I thought it's pretty neat. Little did I know it's out there somewhere or just under a different name. But the point is that at the end of that week, you want to pay attention to your money making activities. You want to pay attention to, and it's not just your money making activities. If you're working on your physical fitness, you want to pay attention to your calorie intake, your calorie burning, your loss, how much, what kind of exercises did you do? So you want to pay attention to really all of that. And that's kind of what I mean when I say that you want to track your progress each day, then assess or reassess your progress at the end of the week and assess your overall progress at the end of 30 days. Because when you go into the following month, now you know exactly what goals you are going to set. Now, these are five really effective strategies. These are tangible actions that you can take. These are tangible actions and tangible tasks that will bring you the kind of results that you're looking for. So these tangible tasks will definitely help you achieve results. And you want to kind of take action on them and take action on them immediately. Because as I said, we're getting towards the end of August and we're about to go into September. So you guys really want to, turn it up a notch, right? Okay, so as we start to kind of wrap up for today, how do you keep up with all of this? How do you pull all this together? How do you have fun with doing this? I don't know about you guys, but I actually have fun with my planners. And that's the thing. When, in order for you to get the best plan, you want to take these five strategies and you want to be sure that they're in writing somewhere, that you are constantly picking up either a piece of paper. Do people even use paper anymore? I'm just kidding. But you want to pick up a paper or you want to go to your computer. And most people use their computer and a lot of people use their cell phones. Now, I use my cell phone sometimes to do some planning, but I'll be honest with you. I like using my computer. And I like using paper. Okay. I like using an actual paper planner. So what's the big deal about that? The big deal about that is when you put things on your computer, of course you can print them off, and you say, well, it would be nice if I could have some more effective type planners that are paper, but also I could have the exact same thing on my computer. Well, what I've done is I actually have a resource for you, which is the Franklin Covey Organizer. And it's great because they've got their Plan Plus online, which is their professional edition. It's not that expensive, you guys. And it's going to be even less expensive because if you go to our website, you hover over resources and you click on savings and sources, or just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. And you can, it's on that page, and you will see where it says save 15% if you decide that you want to order it. I suggest that you take a look at it, because when we talk about getting the best plan, in order for you to get the best plan, you need to have a really good planner, an effective planner that allows you to do weekly planning and goal setting and kind of vision mapping and some journaling and really paying attention to your, allow you to go back and assess your habits and track your habits. And so this is a really great organizational tool that you can keep in your computer, and also you can get the paper version to carry with you. And it just doesn't get any better than that or more effective than that. So if you go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources, you'll see where you can get some savings there. You can get 15% off your entire order, or you can create your own planner bundle and still save 15%. So I've put I have two links there for you, and you can go there and check those out, you guys, and just see if they're for you. You don't have to buy them if you don't like them. It doesn't cost you anything, of course, to take a look. And I have the code there on the site. Just look at that Franklin Covey planner, and when you go through designingyourlifetoday.com, you're going to get that that 15% plus discount. And so you really want to take the time to give yourself the best methods and the best opportunities and the best avenue so that you can, in fact, put together the best plan, because that's really what it's all about. Okay, that's all I have, except to remind you of the link once more. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. Also, it's going to be on our podcast page. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, of course, the link is not there. And so you're going to have to go to the website, but you can go to the podcast, our podcast page, and you can see the link there. And so I'm going to have it everywhere for you. Also, I have a link of the book by Gary Keller there for you. And you can, of course, get that at a discount price also. And so I have a lot of things there for you that will help you to get the best plan and to really enhance your vision for your life, and also to help you refine your overall goals. It's not too late. It's August. You've got a lot of time to make it happen. And it's how we're built. You know, I got to say it, we're built by design to win. But you know what? You're not going to win if you don't step up and do what it takes to win. And that's just the truth of it all. It doesn't matter. I see people who want to make more money and they end up taking. But you know what? That bucket never gets filled. But when you can create a vision that leaves an impact on the lives of others, I can assure you, you're going to have money coming in hand over fist if you step into the best part of who you are, the essence of you. Okay, as I wrap up for today, you heard at the beginning of the show to go ahead and get registered for our wonderful Power of Today newsletter. I want to remind you guys, a lot of you are registering, but some of you are forgetting to check your email for the confirmation email. You have to give us permission to send you those newsletters, because if we don't get your permission, we're not going to spam you. So we're not going to send them to you. So be sure that you click the confirmation pending button, and or go and check your confirmation email and click the link there giving us permission. I don't want you to miss out on a thing. As you know, we are giving away Amazon.com and Starbucks gift cards, and this week we got a new one coming up to add to that, and so just stay tuned for that. But be sure you are registered for our newsletter, because all of that's going to be in our newsletter, you guys, and we have a lot more that's coming up in our awesome newsletter. We keep it short, we keep it simple, but we keep it impactful. That's what the whole Do Life with Power thing is all about. Also, I want to give you a power action. Ha, I did not forget. The power action that I have for you is to be sure that you have an effective planner. And what's an effective planner? An effective planner is one that keeps you on track, but it not only keeps you on track, it also helps you get results. And you say, well, how can a planner help me get results? I'm the one that's doing the work. Well, you know what? When you can stay on track, when you can stay focused, when you can know actually which road you're going down because your planner, you've taken the time to fill in the right information and done your weekly planning and done effective goal setting. When you have that all in place and it's all in one place online and in your handheld planner, listen, you are going to be inspired to make your life happen or make those goals happen because you took the time to write them down. As a matter of fact, in 2008, Forbes magazine, they actually did a study, and it showed that 42% of the people, of all the people that write their goals down, 42% of those people actually achieved their goals. Now, I think we can change those stats. It's 2016. It's 8 years later. So we can change those stats. And that means understanding what it really takes to achieve goals and the path that you really want to be on when it comes to achieving your goals. And of course, doing what it takes to make it happen. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you. We're going to be back on our Tone It Up Tuesday. We're going to have my favorite trainer of all times, Ronnie the Solution Mason. And so he's going to be on our show and he's going to share more personal training tips. And these are going to be some really easy tips, things that you can do at home. As I said, all week long, we're going to give you tangible tasks that you can use to achieve results. And these are going to be very simple, easy to follow tasks. And I'm going to recommend different products to you, but they're not expensive because I'm not going to say because I know you don't want to, people don't want to spend a lot of money, but because people do spend a lot of money. So I'm not going to say that, but I know you want to spend your money on the right products or the products that will help you to reach your goals and help you achieve whatever your destiny is, help you achieve that destiny. And so tomorrow on Tone It Up Tuesday, we will be back and we're going to give you some more tangible tasks and it's going to be awesome. Hey, have a great day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. Remember, the power word for this week is vision. And you want to be a visionary. Get your planner. All right. And guys, feel free to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Or you can go to facebook.com/patcouncil-designingyourlifetoday. You can like either page. You can leave your comments about your goals and what are you committing to? What changes are you committed to making? What changes have you implemented that really changed your life? So, you guys, and I'm going to be bringing more great tools and suggestions and ideas that can help you make that happen, okay? Because that's kind of our goal. Our goal is to kind of help you reach yours, and we're having fun with that. So inspire someone else. Go to our Facebook page and put your comments there. Don't be shy. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. To sign up for our newsletter, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. How simple is that? All right, you guys, have a great day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. Do life with power. Hey, power achievers, here are some highlights to check out. Go over to designingyourlifetoday.com and check out some of the resources that we have for you. For show notes and transcripts, visit blog.designingyourlifetoday.com or check out our resources page for the link. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a review so our show can be found by other listeners. And connect with us on social media. Go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday or facebook.com/patcouncil-designingyourlifetoday. You'll also find me, Pat Council, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest. Connect with me and other power achievers today.